Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
Talking about Joker, which you did go to see yesterday.
Loved
it. There are some stories. Some people have actually walked out of the movie.
All I have are negative thoughts. For my whole life, I didn't know if I even really existed. But I do. And people are starting to notice.
People are starting to notice.
He has those creepy facial expressions.
Yes.
He weighs about 8 pounds.
What do you think of his laugh?
Gotta go see this.
Oh, the best.
Yeah.
How did he do that? Laugh and cry at the same time.
You guys suck.
He's amazing. You have to go today, Freddie. But there's someone in the text club at 1-800-222-0985 who did walk out of Joker, and I'm dying to know why you did. Please text me back. Oh, they just did.
No.
It was too scary. I feel you.
Real?
It was freaky. A friend of mine commented on my Facebook that when she was in the theater, a couple had their 9 or 10-year-old kid at that movie. Do not take a kid to this movie.
No.
I implore you, do not take a child. Did you see this text that said, "Hey, I walked out of Waterworld in 1995. I was in high school. Most boring movie ever. I fell asleep, and then I tried to get into it again, then walked out again."
Yeah. Kevin Costner's Folly. I think it was like one of the most expensive movies ever made.
Yes.
Just going to say that.
And it lost so much. Yeah, with all the sets and everything, was very extravagant.
Probably just the money they spent on his dreadlocks for that movie, too.
Yeah, that was bad hair.
Yeah.
Now, this one says they used to work in a movie theater as a teenager. So it's not that they were walking out of the movies, but they saw a bunch of people walking out of these movies. And do you remember this period of Tom Cruise's career? Vanilla Sky, Eyes Wide Shut. You know, so as a teenager, all these people are walking out of this movie and demanding refunds because the movie sucked so bad.
Wow.
So how would you like to be a teenage employee and people are demanding refunds? This one couple hit me with a purse because they said the movie was so bad and I would not refund their money.
It's not the kid's fault.
I know.
I didn't make the movie.
Can you even imagine?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.